Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 71, Stop Lashing Out in Anger. So this particular podcast came about last week. It came into my mind to record it because I had an experience with a student that I've experienced a few times throughout my over 20 years experience of coaching martial arts. And I'm sorry to go on about that experience, but anyone that's an avid listener to the Success Sensei is going to know that that's where I draw my experience from, is all my years of coaching martial arts competitively and just for fitness and self-defense. But anyway, back to the story. So someone came in to train with me, and they told me that someone that trains with me on a regular basis, they told me that they have a hand injury. So what happens is, you know, you build up relationships with the people that you're training with, and it doesn't take long to figure out that the hand injury that this particular student had wasn't one that they got from training. It was one that they've gotten from outside of training. I immediately knew that it was from lashing out in anger. I just knew. So it's something that I've come across, you know, a few times, as I said, throughout my experience. And I'm sure I've lashed out myself in anger in the past. Not at a person, mind you, but at an inanimate object, and ended up injuring my hand or injuring my wrist or injuring my knuckle. And it's something that I've grown out of, and I hope that everyone else will continue to grow out of. But speaking of growing out, it's not just an age thing and it's not just a sex thing. So I understand the stereotype is a young man is the one that is filled with aggression and punches things when they're angry, but it's not necessarily a young man. Could be an old man, could be a woman as well. So I have seen it across the board in quite a wide variety of people, especially, I mean, I worked in the security industry for 8 years as a doorman. So I have seen a lot of lashing out and anger in my time, and I know that it doesn't add up to much. So I know that it's not positive behavior. So this isn't a judgmental podcast. Anyone that knows listens, I'm not being judgmental, and yet I'm just about to contradict it by that statement by saying it is absolutely stupid behavior. Lashing out in anger absolutely is stupid behavior, and I'm guilty of it in the past as well. That's why I feel entitled to be able to talk about it. And also, somebody that's involved in a sport that I know many people and many listeners would consider, you know, professional MMA or competitive kickboxing, competitive karate to be violent combat sports. I mean, I personally don't, but I can safely say that in all my competitive professional MMA fights, I absolutely never had any anger towards my opponent. I can safely tell you that, because in martial arts, anger is not... And in fighting, anger is not a positive driver. There's too many consequences to anger. You stiffen up, you don't think straight, you stop focusing on what you need to be focusing on, you just rush forward, you don't worry about your guard, and all of these things are inhibitors when it comes to fighting. So anger is not a positive emotion to draw from when you're fighting competitively, especially, you know, if you're up against experienced opponents. Anger is not a good one to draw from. But lashing out in anger, so from time to time, I'm sure everyone has experienced this. They've been caught up in so much emotion, or the emotion has risen so much that you end up punching something, a wall or a door or a roof, the roof of your car or the steering wheel in your car. All of these things, you put your hand through something. You might put your hand through a pane of glass if you allow yourself to do so. And I did say allow yourself to do so, because there are things that you can stop. Your anger bubbling to the surface when you just lash out. And it's not just the physical. You know, obviously we're talking about if you lash out and you injure yourself. I mean, that is such a waste of energy. It doesn't look cool. It's not, it doesn't show, you know, a level of dominance. It's not going to show masculinity. It's not going to impress anybody. Yeah, it might scare people, but for the negative and not for the positive. So there are things that you can do, but before we get to that, it's very important to make sure that that type of behavior doesn't escalate, so you don't end up doing it more frequently, or you don't end up going then turning into the self-harm route, that you end up, you know, because you're hitting things and hurting yourself, that you start going down a little bit more the self-harm route, or, as I said, doing it more regularly, hitting things more regularly out of anger, or even worse, lashing out at another person. So it doesn't just have to be a physical thing, though. I mean, you can lash out in anger verbally. You can absolutely say things that, if you're someone that's going to suffer from guilt, it's going to 100% lead you down the path to guilt by lashing out and saying something that you know you're going to regret. You're definitely going to regret saying. So it generally doesn't achieve anything, being verbally explosive in anger towards anybody. I mean, taking your time and breathing, but we'll get to that. Then the other way is, just in your actions. It doesn't have to be physical striking. It doesn't have to be verbal. It could be lashing out with your reaction. It could be passive aggressiveness. It could be so many different ways that we don't need to go into all the negative ways. We just want to deal with managing it for ourselves. So you'll never get rid of your emotions. You'll just be able to try to manage them so that they're not so destructive. So one of the first things to do, obviously, is the best one, remove yourself from the situation. This is easier said than done. And this is probably why a lot of people think that younger people are the main ones that lash out in anger, because older people are probably a little bit more able to see the telltale signs, the buildup, or the potential in certain individuals or situations to get you to a triggered anger state. So if you can see it before it happens, you can safely remove yourself before you escalate. If you know the things that trigger you, and you know the people or the events that could trigger you, then it's easier to avoid those situations. So it's always better not to be there in the situation then to try to defend the situation when it is there and try to manage it once you're there. But when you are in a situation and your anger is bubbling, you definitely have to concentrate on breathing. You need to slow down your mind, because your mind is overly active. If you can verbally escalate a situation, and believe you me, we all can verbally escalate a situation, then you absolutely definitely can verbally de-escalate a situation. All my years as a doorman, that's predominantly what we did. We tried to de-escalate situations with our words, because physically, I mean, we weren't allowed to use our physical ability unless it was the very, very, very last option. So it was basically our words is what we had to use to de-escalate situations. And you absolutely can do it as well. Homework is to talk to somebody that you know is good at, you know, confrontation and controlling their anger, controlling their aggression. If they were in a situation, ask them, someone that you look up to, someone that you respect, or older person, could be a family member, friend, relative. Ask them, what would they do in such and such a situation? How would they handle such and such a situation? And learn from them and listen to them. That's one of the best ways of doing it, because there's many ways of handling a situation. There's many ways to escalate it up, and there's many ways to de-escalate it. So that's a little bit of homework for you. You should be doing some type of exercise or some type of a fitness regime to get rid of your built-up frustration and built-up stress. That's a great way to make sure that your anger isn't bubbling to the surface. If you're walking around angry all the time, it means that you don't have a positive outlet. Obviously, I am totally biased. I think punching the punch bag, kickboxing, boxing, all the combat sports are the ultimate for getting rid of stress. Aggression, unnecessary aggression, frustration, and all of these negative things, and calming you out. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to work. I know that every martial artist is the epitome of balanced emotions, but we won't get into that. But ultimately, that is one of the biggest things in martial arts. It's supposed to balance you out as a human being. It doesn't have to be martial arts. It doesn't have to be fighting sport. It could be any sport that you really get into that leaves you tired, leaves you exhausted, leaves you satisfied that you know you gave yourself to that exercise or to that sport. So it doesn't have to be a sport. It could be gym training, could be running, it could be any activity, basically any activity that helps you burn up some of that excess energy so that it doesn't leave you feeling frustrated that you haven't trained. That's when people are the most dangerous, is when they haven't trained and all the battles in life are building up to the point where when they find themselves in a situation they can't control your emotions. So we tell ourselves we can't control our emotions, and there is a lot going on. There's complex chemical responses going on in our body due to adrenaline, and that mixed with our own ego and our own level of emotions makes it very, very hard to deal with certain situations. But that is denying that we actually do have a lot more control over our own thoughts and actions than we actually believe. You do. So make sure that you concentrate on all the ways that you can positively deal with the situations, as opposed to just letting it bubble up and go to the surface. Now, I do need to say, I am absolutely not saying don't defend yourself should the need arise. I'm not saying be totally passive that you're not defending yourself. If anyone thinks I'm saying that, yeah, obviously you haven't listened to my podcast before. I'm a big believer in defending yourself and defending your loved ones physically, verbally, in any shape or form that you have to do it. But if you, the operative word is have to, if there's any kind of a chance or any kind of a window of an opportunity to avoid the situation, then ultimately that's what you should do. Because at the end of the day, lashing out, it mightn't just be a bruised knuckle that happens to you. It mightn't just be a bruised or a sprained wrist. It could end up escalating and be a hell of a lot worse than that. So if it's something that you've done in the past, and I have, and I haven't been proud of it, and you're not proud of it, then eliminate it from your life, or at least reduce the chances of it happening. And that starts with a conscious thought. So hopefully that has helped you. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.